Well, we started just with like friends and family just to give her something to do, because she's one that if she doesn't have her routines or whatever, she'll keep asking, you know, to do and do and do. So we just kind of started with family and friends because they were all quarantined too. And after she went through them, you know, she just kept asking for more and more names. So I just kind of started, kept looking up names and things for her. And we've sent to police stations, fire stations, nursing homes. And I just got a notification from my friend today that her son's a truck driver. She's going to get me some of his friend's names or whatever to send out.
Trista May, how many cards do you think she does in a day? Just depends.
Yeah, it just kind of depends. Sometimes she'll do maybe up to 10, and then maybe on the day like 5 or so, but it's usually at least 5 or 6.
If I gave you our mailing address here at the radio station, would she, you think she'd make us a card?
Yeah, she would. She'd love to.
Okay, and then I will send her a card back. Could we do that?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll be like pen pals. I tell you what, I would be so honored to have a card from Trista May, because I feel like anything we can do to brighten someone's day, and hearing about Trista May's story, it just really brought tears to my eyes, and I just think it's a good thing all the way around.
Yeah, well, that was like me. I really didn't realize what she was doing until like my friends and family was, you know, sending me text messages or posting on the Facebook of the cards that they sent, you know, and saying how they've been stuck in the house and stuff like that. And that really cheered them up, you know, especially the older cousins and things.
Yeah.
That's not getting out at all, you know, so that just kind of really touched me. And it just made me realize, you know, she doesn't realize what she's doing, but others do.
Yes. And I absolutely love in your letter where you say, I've always known God had plans for her life, and during these days, using her gifts to make other people's lives a little brighter.
Yeah, and that's something my mom always told me, even when she was a baby and stuff. You know, we never really figured out why she was born different, and my mom always kind of comforted me, saying, you know, God has plans for everybody, and he's going to use her in some ways.
Well, I really believe with my whole heart that God is on the move right now, and having cards come out decorated and stuff from Trista May is God in action. Absolutely.
Yeah.
God bless you, Nancy. And will you tell Trista that I'm really looking forward to getting a card, the radio guy?
Yeah, she's right here if you want to say hi.
I would love to. Yes.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, Trista May. Hello there. How are you?
Good.
Well, good. Are you going to write me a card? I gave an address to your mom.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for writing all those cards. I think that's wonderful. Okay. Well, Trista May, you just keep doing that, and thank you for being so super cool, okay?
Hey.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Trista May.
Bye.
Oh, hey, Nancy, thank you so much for today. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome.